Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dan Edelbeck. Dan Edelbeck is a co-founder of the Say Network, a first-of-its-kind L1 solution to empower institution and developers in the world of DeFi. Dan formally launched and headed the well-known Cosmos-based projects Exidio and Sentinel. As a connector of thought leaders and doers in the blockchain space, Dan builds diverse networks to achieve high-impact goals. With 10 years of experience in business development, marketing, and operations, he fosters strategic partnerships and grows virtual and in-person communities. Armed with technical knowledge and industry experience, Dan can speak to your dev team or your grandma about the value of your tech stack. Relentlessly entrepreneurial and optimistic, he leverages lean resources to drive impressive results. Propelled by an ambitious vision to make the world a better place, he's interested in harnessing the capabilities of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. Well, good afternoon, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much, Brian. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. This is exciting. Again, traversing the globe, I talk about this all the day, meeting new people, meeting amazing people, amazing careers, amazing stories. And now you're kind of, you've been transplanted in India. So I appreciate the time change difference, but you're a go-getter. That's what I like about you. So Dan, we're going to jump right into these questions here. You've got quite the career in technology, DApps. You're an entrepreneur and now the co-founder of the Say Network. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Secret to career growth. That's a good question. I would say that just a passion for continual learning and a passion for like trying to find solutions in the world. That's really what's kind of continually inspired me. I've been in crypto and in the builder space now for 5 years, but I've worked in the nonprofit and social sector and always been someone that's trying to find solutions. I grew up in a household full of a lot of love and always challenging, you know, my father and my mom always challenged me to see how I can make a positive impact. And I just got off a call with my parents just right now and feeling really touched by how fortunate I am to have great people in my life. And then I've also been inspired by incredible entrepreneurs. I went to Babson for my MBA, which is a school really specifically focused on entrepreneurship and around a lot of really bright and like talented people. And so really it's kind of always been my mission to figure out ways that I can find creative solutions for people. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs that have inspired me. I'd mention a classmate of mine, Blake McLeod, who's founded Waves, a startup for sunglasses. I'd mention Alex Ohanian, who is one of the original founders of Reddit, who now runs a crypto VC. There's just a lot of people that inspire me. I don't know if you guys listen to the How I Built This podcast, but it's really great with Guy Raz. There's lots of people that inspire me.
That's awesome. And again, having that circle of influencers at every level, different parts of your different aspects or facets of your life is so important. So I appreciate that, including your parents. That's an awesome story. Yeah. So Dan, switching gears here, talk to us about the launch of Say and its quest to help the world with DeFi.
Yeah, exactly. So Say is a new L1 blockchain, so layer one blockchain, optimized for DeFi. So it's a blockchain built on Tendermint or on the Cosmos SDK and Tendermint Core. So a blockchain that is interoperable with IBC, the Inter-Blockchain Communications Protocol, across all blockchains that are connected to IBC to help build out DeFi products within the Cosmos ecosystem. That's a lot of jargon to basically say this is a blockchain specifically built for DeFi. So borrowing and lending, for money markets, for DeFi primitives, for derivatives, for options. So a lot of different opportunities for DeFi protocols can be built on top of Say. And that's because the blockchain itself, Say's blockchain, is purpose-built with an on-chain order book natively in the blockchain and optimized for an on-chain order book. So it really differentiates itself from really pretty much every other layer one blockchain out there that is a general purpose blockchain. This is a specific blockchain and it's a permission blockchain. So not anyone can build any product on Say. Only teams can propose to build products on Say. And then the Say community will vote via on-chain governance to decide what products are best fit. And so that we can optimize the blockchain. And there will never be congestion for block space because only specific applications will be approved to be built on the blockchain.
That's so cool. And again, this whole blockchain ecosystem that we have is really starting to gain some traction now, and we're seeing some amazing apps come out of it. And obviously, that's what this platform does, is built on blockchain on its publication side. So thank you again for sharing, Dan. Dan, you're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack, right? Is there something you might be able to share with our audience today?
Yeah, exactly. So that's how we're optimizing, the blockchain to be able to be hyper-focused on DeFi applications and building it so that it's robust enough to bring in institutional capital and large market makers to provide liquidity on the Say network. So Say is built with the Cosmos SDK and Tendermint Core, and we've actually optimized the optimized Tendermint Core at the blockchain level to be able to have higher throughput and shorter block times. So a typical blockchain built with the Cosmos SDK has around 6 to 7 block times. So it's verifying the transactions every 6 to 7 seconds. But with optimizations at Tendermint Core and working with some of the foremost researchers that have kind of helped build out Tendermint Core from the onset, we've been able to optimize the blockchain to get consistently so far 2 to 3 second block times. So we're about a magnitude of 3 times faster than a typical block within the Cosmos SDK. And that helps to provide better order execution for those that would be using an on-chain order book as the basis for DeFi applications. And on top of that, we're also seeing higher throughput. We're seeing about 13,000 transactions per second on our blockchain, which is about 2 to 3 times faster than a typical Cosmos SDK blockchain. So we're really working on optimizing it at the chain level so that any DeFi application can have consistent and like strong performance. So we're optimizing for throughput, and then we're also optimizing for security, as this is going to be a very robust blockchain. And that's when I think it really separates Say, because a lot of other blockchains that have had DeFi applications built on top of them ultimately ended up having issues with throughput or issues with uptime. And something that's really unique about the Cosmos SDK and all the blockchains built on it is that they're horizontally scalable. So as applications get built on Say and get a lot of traction, if they end up having significant product market fit, they could actually spin off into their own unique blockchain. So this is the right design architecture, I believe, for a very scalable and robust DeFi architecture built with an on-chain order book.
That's awesome. Again, for our audience, that's the type of stuff we like to hear and listen in on. So thank you again, Dan. That's awesome. So Dan, last question here we have for you. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I would say it's just kind of similar to what we were talking about earlier. It's just about being resilient and not being afraid. I think it's really about not being afraid to ask questions. When I was finishing undergrad in 2009, I always knew that I wanted to work in entrepreneurship. And Babson was the one college that I looked at and applied to for MBA out of undergrad, but really realized that was too early in my career to jump into MBA. But I knew that that was always the North Star that I had. And it was almost a decade later that I ended up going to Babson on a full scholarship. But I think it was that throughout the years, I always asked people who were the people they connected with? What were things that inspired them? And how did they have the career progression that they had? And I've just never been afraid to like hit someone up in DM. I've never been afraid to share that I might not be an expert in some field and trying to always get more information. And it's been incredible, especially in like blockchain technology. It's still an emerging industry and people are incredibly readily accessible. I direct messaged Sam Bankman-Fried, which is one of the titans of our industry, and it's, you know, worth like $30 billion. And I direct messaged him and he replied to me and put me in touch with the team at Alameda when we were doing a raise with the last blockchain project I was involved in, and directly replied to me and put me in touch with his VC team. And I've just had so many experiences like that where there are people that are willing to help you out if you're sincere and you're actually passionate about what you're building. And I hope to continue to do that with people in the future. So if you have something you're interested in, you're building, and you're kind of looking for getting more insight as to the next step or how to progress, I definitely encourage people to hit me up as well on Twitter. And yeah, we can all kind of support each other. It's still an exciting time, and blockchain is still a very emerging industry. And I think that you're doing yourself a disservice if you're not putting yourself out there and asking questions and figuring out how people can help you along your journey.
That's awesome. And I love those stories where you can reach out to somebody and people actually care. It doesn't matter what level they are. They actually help you out. They like to see other people succeed. So that is an amazing story. So Dan, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Awesome. Hey, Brian, appreciate you having me on. This was great.
Bye for now.